Dear friends, this past Sunday, October 1st, was Respect Life Sunday, inaugurating the 45th annual Respect Life Month as designated by the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. This annual educational and awareness program was initiated a few months before the January 22, 1973 United States Supreme Court decisions Roe v. Wade and Doe v. Bolton that struck down every existing state and federal protection for unborn children. Is Respect Life Month exclusively about the Church's opposition to abortion? No. The Respect Life ethic of the Catholic Church includes a wide range of social issues, such as opposition to euthanasia, assisted suicide, in vitro fertilization, sterilization, racism, capital punishment, as well as the promotion of natural family planning, pastoral care for refugees and migrants, inclusion of those with disabilities, charitable efforts to assist the poor, assistance to those facing an untimely pregnancy, the availability and accessibility of health care for all, proactive efforts to reduce urban violence, educational opportunities for urban youth, etc. The Catholic Church's Respect Life efforts are aimed at upholding the sacredness of each and every human life, while at the same time promoting the dignity of the human person wherever it is threatened. It is important to appreciate the breadth and depth of the Church's Respect Life efforts. At the same time, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops has identified abortion as the most significant human rights issue of our time. Why? The following are some of the reasons. First, the sheer numbers make it a priority. Over 1 million children aborted annually in the United States. Nearly 60 million U.S. children aborted since 1973. Second, each abortion not only destroys the life of an innocent and defenseless child, but it scars emotionally and spiritually the mother and father of the child. Third, our public policy places the entire responsibility for the abortion decision upon the mother. These women are often under tremendous pressure from the father of the child, her parents, her friends, etc., to have an abortion. Fourth, the father, if he does oppose the abortion, is completely powerless to protect his unborn child. This makes some men consider themselves as failed fathers because they were impotent to defend their children. Fifth, abortion destroys the most fundamental of human relationships, namely of parent and child. The family is meant to be the place where children are protected and nurtured. Abortion pits the welfare of mothers against their children, rather than recognizing that the well-being of a mother and child are inextricably entwined. Sixth, abortion clinic personnel are profoundly wounded by their participation in the killing of innocent children in the womb. The testimony of those formerly in the abortion industry, for example, Abby Johnson, Ramona Trevino, Dr. Beverly McMillan, and Dr. Bernard Nathanson, to name a few, reveal the profundity of these wounds. The Catholic Church's strategy for reducing, if not eliminating, the culture of death's greatest symptom, the abortion of more than 1 million unborn American children each year, is holistic and multidimensional. First and foremost, we must pray. Pray for a change of heart for those who support legalized abortion. Pray that individuals considering an abortion find the help and support they need to choose life for their child. Pray for wisdom, courage, and perseverance in our Respect Life efforts. Secondly, we must educate, educate, and educate. We must attempt to reach the minds and hearts of those who consider themselves to be pro-choice. Creating a culture of life is not primarily about enacting laws. It is about changing one mind and one heart at a time. Technology and science are on our side. Ultrasound imaging has created a window into the womb that makes it difficult to deny the humanity of the unborn child. Third, we must surround with love those considering an abortion. Children that we cannot protect by laws at this time, we can rescue with love. The work of pregnancy resource centers such as Advice and Aid in Johnson County, the Wyandotte Pregnancy Clinic, Mary's Choice in Topeka, Birthright in Leavenworth, not only provide care for women through their pregnancy, they accompany their clients for several years after the birth to help these families not just survive, but thrive. Equally important is our Project Rachel ministry that provides assistance to those wounded from a past abortion, discover the pathway to healing and reconciliation. Finally, we need to engage in public policy for the restoration of legal protection for the unborn. We must change our public policies that give legal authorization for abortion. The law not only permits abortion, but it teaches that abortion is an ethical choice. There is no other instance where our laws permit the killing of innocent human life. Young people especially interpret this to mean that unborn children are somehow subhuman. I encourage and challenge each member of the Archdiocese to make a commitment to do something to help our church's efforts to build a civilization of love and a culture of life. Minimally, we can all pray during October for a renewed respect for human life in our nation. Next week, I'll provide some concrete suggestions on how each of us can help to renew respect for human life and promote the dignity of the human person, not just during October, but throughout the year. Stay tuned. Thanks and God bless.